This Saturday, September 14th, is Sebastopol Porch Fest, and I'm talking with the organizer, Senny, who is on the line with me. Hi, Senny.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing well. So tell me, Sebastopol Porch Fest, this is so much music in one day. Tell us about the event.
Right. Well, the idea of it was that I thought that Sebastopol would be a good place for Porch Fest. Porch Fest is an organization, kind of loose organization that's nationwide. They've had hundreds of them in communities like ours throughout the country and in Australia. And I just thought, hey, someone should do that here. And I heard myself saying that over and over. And then I just realized, well, maybe that person has to be me.
Yeah.
So I picked a date, got a team together, people that were interested. And I run the open mic at Hot Monk Sebastopol. So I have bands that I hear all the time, and so that was the easy part. And turned out I have a board. We started a nonprofit, and now I have 30 bands playing this Saturday, noon to 6 on High Street in Sebastopol for free.
Wow.
We're closing the streets off, and it's just going to be a celebration of our community. We have a very eclectic, super fun musical community here, and the neighbors were on board. I got 5 neighbors to volunteer their porches and driveways. And we're going to have live music for the day.
This is so great. And Sebastopol seems like the perfect community to do this, right?
I know, right? Like, and I thought, well, how come this hasn't happened here? And someone should do it. Someone should do it. And I just decided that had to be me.
So is this the first Sebastopol Porch Fest?
It is.
Wow.
And I'm hesitant to call it the first because if it's a total bomb, we're probably not going to want to do it next year. But I don't think it's going to be because I've had a lot of good feedback. And it just kind of, it's something that I think we should do every year. So I'm starting it, and it's going to happen this Saturday, September 14th, noon to 6.
So, Senny, putting something like this together, and you say there's 30 bands, this is a huge undertaking. So how are you doing this? Who do you have helping you?
Okay, well, I have Elizabeth Beatty helping me out, and Joe Halpin, who are locals here and music aficionados. Eric Lofty is involved. He works for the Bike Coalition as well. And Ann Hamilton. So we have a board of 5 people. We have meetings every week. And the getting of the band parts and finding bands was easy because once word got out, I started getting flooded with emails from bands that I know. I used to work at the Lost Church. I still work with them sometimes. I work for Hardly Strictly Bluegrass. And through Hot Monk Open Mic, I just have a list of, 100 or so bands that always want to play.
That's great.
So that was the easy part. They reached out to me. I reached out to some of them, especially ones that were not getting, the high-paying gigs around town. So it's going to be a super eclectic mix of music. And I'm happy to say it's pretty much 50-50 male-female. So I'm have the women represented, a lot of singer-songwriters, a lot of bands. We have rap. We're going to have jazz, Americana. We're going to have rock. We have young people. We have, people in their 40s and 50s. It's just going to be fantastic.
Where do we go to find out the details of Sebastopol Porch Fest?
I'm glad you asked. We have a website, sebastopolporchfest.org, and all the information's there. The lineup, who's playing, the schedule, where you can park, some local restaurants you can go to for eating. We're kind of trying to treat it like a day in the park. It is our neighborhood, so we're trying to get everyone to pack it in and pack it out. You can bring lawn chairs. We're closing the streets off. And, but it is a neighborhood, a functioning neighborhood, and it should be a lot of fun.
That's great. So when you attend, you just sort of walk along High Street to the different stages?
Exactly. There are 5 stages. They're all within 2 blocks. So they're easily walkable. You can download or view on your phone the schedule to see who's playing where.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all just kind of the streets are closed off. So you can walk around, listen to music on the sidewalk. You can put a chair. And it's just supposed to be a dog-friendly and family-friendly event.
Excellent. Dogs on leashes, I'm assuming.
Yeah, crowd friendly dog.
Right. Okay, that's very good.
Yeah.
Right on. Now, this is a free event, which is amazing. It's wonderful to have very accessible entertainment, music here in our community. But that doesn't mean that the event itself is free for you to put on.
Correct.
So how do you fundraise for this?
We are taking donations on the website, SebastopolPorchFest.org. We've reached out to a number of sponsors, which are gladly given us some funds to kind of get this going. A couple of ones are Hardcore Coffee in Sebastopol. Thank you, Molly. And Spark Dispensary here in town. We have Hook and Ladder Winery. We have Ron Blair Signs. Some of the other ones have, you know, given us anonymous donations. Of course, we have a number of community members that just kind of donated on the website. And that's we're almost there. We're almost going to hopefully break even for this first year.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have to rent porta potties, and we had to spend a lot of money already. But it's going to work out, I think. I have my fingers crossed, and I'm just hoping for a nice sunny day. And I think the turnout's going to be good.
Yeah, and it looks like it's not going to be too hot either, which is great.
Yeah, and I heard there's going to be some rain on Sunday, but I'm oh no. But about the sponsorships, we have there's a donate button and a sponsorship information site on that page.
Wonderful.
SebastopolPorchFest.org.
Wow. Well, I'm hoping that a lot of people show up, that a lot of people are excited about it, that they support it this year, and that it becomes a tradition here in Sonoma County. Very cool.
Yeah, thank you. We're the 224th community to sign up with PorchFest.org, which is kind of the national information site for this type of thing.
Wow, super
cool.
So it's
all over the place, and I'm happy that Sebastopol is finally doing its first one.
Yeah, this is going to be great. Ah, so fun. All right, well, then we'll see you on Saturday. What time of the day does it start on Saturday?
It starts right at noon and goes till about 6 p.m.
Okay.
So noon to 6, two blocks, free music in Sebastopol, 30 bands. You can see them all on the website.
Again, that is SebastopolPorchFest.org. Seti, thank you
so
much for talking with me.
Thank you for having me.
Sebastopol Porch Fest, again, this Saturday, September 14th on High Street in Sebastopol.